Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
UMFers, I live on Independence Avenue. Must be nice to leave your garage door open.
Great text. You get the rest of the week
Sounds
off.
Sounds like everybody's in agreement on the neighborhood watch committee and wherever.
Nobody likes the HOA guy. Nobody likes the neighborhood cop. Like, mind your own business, pal. Get your carcass back in your abode and make sure everything else is going right in your house before you worry about somebody's garage door being open.
Or maybe say something to the guy's face.
Yeah, or just have a conversation.
You have to go over there and Hank Hill it. I'm going to go kick this guy's ass. You just have to go over there and be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go, you know, chat with this guy. We're neighbors. We should be able to talk to each other. You should.
Or you go up and you go like, hey, man, how's the construction going? Is it going good? Yeah, it's going good. We're getting there. It's, you know, and he probably says, it's probably taking a little bit longer because everything does, right? Have you ever had somebody come over to your house, build something that goes, right? So everything takes forever. It's taking a little longer, man. It's, you know, things are going a little bit slower than we anticipated, but we hope to be done by the end of summer. Okay, cool. Hey, by the way, you know, last night, you know, your son was blaring the music. Would you miss mine, like, just have them keep it to a normal level because we were trying to entertain some guests or whatever you want to say. And you can handle that very easily, very nicely, as opposed to being a douche and set firing off. And see, that's the other thing, too. That person who said they didn't want to be a Karen, it was from a man. So you cannot be that kind of person. If you got an issue with somebody, don't be a keyboard warrior. Go have a conversation face to face. And 99% of the times it'll get resolved and everybody will walk away feeling just fine about it. You got your message across. He had an opportunity to tell you what was going on. You get on common ground. You see eye to eye. That's the biggest problem that we do face. I do believe one of the biggest problems, I should say, we face in this world. We don't communicate anymore. People don't communicate and talk. They just want to fire text messages off. And you can't understand tone and all that kind of stuff. You got a problem with your neighbor, go, hey, dude, stop blowing the leaves into my yard or whatever the case may be. Well, have that conversation.
That's definitely happened in my neighborhood.
Oh, your neighbor's blowing the leaves in your yard?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I just kind of said something.
Did you say something to him?
Of course.
Well, you should, yeah.
I just mulched my whole yard last year, got it all cleaned up, bagged it, disposed of it. And then all of a sudden they did theirs and they shot over. I was like, hey, would you mind? And maybe the guy was like, oh, yeah, no problem. And it was that easy.
It was that easy, man. Yeah. Hey, man, you might not blow. Oh, yeah, cool, done.
So we played the audio yesterday. Don't need to play it again, but you've heard it many times. Bobby Witt Jr. talking about the players only meeting. Mark Canha said something as well. And the question that you had asked is, how long do we know until the players meeting was a successful or a fail?
Yeah.
Nobody lost their job yesterday.
Nope.
Again, I didn't think that we were advocating for someone to lose their job. I just thought there might be a change of voice needed. Maybe you bring somebody else with the hitting coach as well. And you kind of brainstorm and whatnot. Now, I still think changes need to be made in the delivery of what their approach is because it's not working,
right?
Clearly. But I think, and this is a very tough test for me to say this, but I think after this weekend, you will know if the meeting was a success or a fail. And I will tell you why. One, why it's tough. You play Texas on the road where you're never successful, and you play in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego's a damn good team.
Damn good team.
I mean, they spit on Otani's start last night. in the first inning. Mm-hmm. 24 mm-hmm. pitches, one strikeout, 9 ERA. Now, again, one start. Otani will get back into the groove of things.
Right, and that was all planned last night. He was only going to go one or two innings max, and you know, you got to get him back into the groove of things.
And
right?
Otani's still cool to see him.
And Otani's it was still insane to me to this moment. I'm eating a burrito at 8:30 after golf.
And it's a little late to be having a burrito, I'll be honest with you.
All I had was a protein shake, though.
All right.
I know, not the best. But the thing is that it was amazing to me to see him pitch the top of the first and then lead off the bottom of the second.
That's
it
cool.
Still blows my mind to this day to see that.
Yeah.
But it's a tough test for those two teams, but we're done with the tests. Like, we're done with the excuses.
Yeah.
You're in baseball, full baseball mode. This is where everybody either is with it or they're against it. And you find out by July 15th or whenever that All-Star break is, which I think that's when it is.
Right about there. Yeah.
What is it? S or get out the pot.
Yeah.
It's basically the same that happens there. And we heard Vern yesterday tell us on the show that this team goes where Bobby goes. And we talked about it earlier today. We said the Yankees got swept by Boston. Aaron Judge is 1-for-10 with 9 strikeouts.
Yeah.
It's not great.
No.
The Yankees go when Judge goes. It happens with every team that has that superstar. Fortunately, the Dodgers, they have Otani, Betts, Freeman. Yeah. They're an outlier of a situation.
Right.
But you will know you've had two significant things happen. You had a players-only meeting, three. You had a players-only meeting, you got swept at home, and you had an off day.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a day yesterday where you went to Texas, you just, who knows what they did, clear their mind, out of sight, get out of your own city, get away from all the bad stuff, and clear it out. Take what you have at your players' meeting and get with it, because three at Texas, three at San Diego, hate to tell you, off Monday, and then that Otani Dodgers team comes right here
right
to
back.
Kansas City.
So, right back.
Very tough 9 games. I don't know what you need for a success, but at this point in your season where you've been, where you put yourself in, out of your next 9, I think you need to win 6.
Yeah,
I think you need to go 6-3, and that's tough. That means you're losing. That means you're essentially winning 3 straight series against Texas on the road, Padres on the road, and the Dodgers at home. That might be a tough task to ask. But out of those 9 games, you can't lose more than, I don't know, 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, it's now getting to that point of the season where we're under 100 games, obviously, to go. We're getting close to the halfway point in the season. I think next week marks roughly the halfway point of the season where we'll have 82 games roughly in the books. And so you're getting to that point now where games are starting to matter more. And each one that you lose means, and I know this sounds stupid, but it's one less opportunity that you have moving forward. And so you can't waste these opportunities. You can't blow leads in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. You can't just score 1 or 2 runs per ball game. You have to find a way to get this thing moving in the right direction. And will they do it? I don't know. Only time will tell, as they like to say. But it's going to have to matter real quick, because the last thing you want to do is be one of those teams that's kind of hanging around and have that impact what you do at the trade deadline. The Royals need to do one of two things for me. They either need to take off and start winning, or they need to dissipate and fall back to the bottom of the pack, so you know that you can make some moves. Because I think Lugo could be a nice trade chip for you. Some team would want him. You know, some team maybe would want Michael Lorenzen. Maybe somebody wants an Urseg. Maybe somebody wants, you know, a Bubich. And I'm just throwing all these names
or
out here. Or Stevez. Right. Like,
that's where your value is, in my opinion.
I think so. I think there's a lot of value there in the bullpen, especially with a Stevez. And that was a guy that the Royals really coveted. This, we talked about it. Once they didn't get, you know, Santander, they went after a Stevez and got him and brought him in. And he was a big component. And he's been really good. I know he struggled a little bit the other day, but I mean, 18 saves or whatever it is already this season. Mm-hmm. That's a nice arm to have in the back of the bullpen for a playoff team. So I'm asking the Royals to do one of two things. Whichever door you pick, door A, take off and win games, which is what I prefer, or door B, lose a bunch of games so that we can know where we are. You don't want to hover around 500 at the trade deadline and then not make a move because you falsely believe that you're in it, and it could cost you the opportunity to continue to build for the future by pairing off somebody that may be a free agent at the end of the year. And so that's what you need to do. That's why the extra wild card thing kind of is a source of hope, because a lot of teams believe that they're still in it. It's either win and do really good and know you're in it, or lose and fall out of the race so you can start peeling off teams. Being a 500 team really doesn't accomplish all. It's being 500 in the NFL. What does that get you? The 16th pick and we're still a 500 team.
You're the Bengals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So, you know, it is a big week. I think you're absolutely right about that. And hopefully Bobby gets hot in Texas, man. Like, put on those cowboy boots, put on that hat, pretend you're a kid again, and go out there and swing the bat like you've done for your entire career in the state of Texas, and let's carry this team. But all teams, and I've said this for the last couple of weeks, and nobody wants to hear because we like Bobby, but you're only as good as your stars. If Patrick Mahomes is throwing in, the team's not winning games.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. You had brought up a question about Cags' ceiling.
Yeah.
And you have the question that is?
Like, I was watching him on Sunday, right? And you know, they moved him down in the order on Sunday to 7th, which is fine. I have no problem
He's
with that.
He's hit there multiple times.
Yeah, but that's like he went from, like, 5th to 6th. You know, it's kind of gone a little bit down. But that's okay. He can hit wherever he wants to hit. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not sending him down. But if I can guarantee you he's Mike Sweeney, will you take that right now? Or will you let the career play out? Because I think people sometimes forget how good Mike Sweeney really was as a player for this organization. He had some great years when he was the only bat in the lineup. I mean, he really was, for the most part, the only bat in that lineup. So if I said to you right now, I guarantee you his production of Mike Sweeney, or you can play it out, which one would you take? And I'm not going to ask that parlay guy who's effed.
Oh, 39,000.
Like, cash out now, pal. Sorry.
So I will say I will pass. Mike Sweeney only played 150 games twice in his career.
Injuries, yeah.
Right. Yep. Now, when he played in those games, he had his two best seasons, I think. He had, in his 150 games he played, he hit a 332 average, or 322 average, hit 22 home runs and 102 RBIs. The next year, he would play 159 games, and he would have a 333 average, hit for 29 home runs and 144 RBIs.
What year was that?
That was 2000.
2000.
That was
yeah.
the year that him and Manny Ramirez were like neck and neck for MVP.
And that's also when he had Dye and Damon in the lineup, and they could hit a ton and score a bunch of runs, but right. couldn't pitch.
And then we never saw it again. 147 games, 126 games, 108 games, 106 mm-hmm. games, 122 games, and then after that, 60, 74, and then he was in Oakland.
His back got him bad, man.
Right, and I love Sweeney. One of my favorite Royals of all time. He's a super nice guy, super nice to me and my family. So, again, I'm biased towards Mike Sweeney, yep. but I'm letting Jack Caglione play out.
Okay.
Because I think Jack Caglione's ceiling could be Adam Dunn.
Okay.
Now, if you were to tell me if he's Adam Dunn for his career, would you take it? Absolutely.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I would let it play out. He's played 12 games. He's a hoss. I think the power will come. That's why I think there should be other voices that get said in the hitting practices and the approach of the batting cage and stuff like that. Get some other guys' voice in there. Hey, what do you think, Eric? Like, I don't know. I think maybe, you know, take this approach. Because tonight is Lugo versus Jack Leiter. Jack Leiter is a predominantly fastball pitcher. 50% of his pitches are fastballs. So you're not going to get, you know, now maybe that changes when you play the Royals. You just keep throwing soft and away and they'll
swing
at whatever. Swing
at everything, yeah.
But if that's the case, force him to throw your fastball because he's essentially a mirror image of what Seth Lugo is doing tonight. And you mentioned Seth Lugo. What can he do tonight? Go out there and now you have to be the ace because Cole Reagans, from what I think I heard on J.J. Piccolo's pregame show on Sunday, is that they're going to basically shut him down until the mid-July. So after the All-Star break, if everything's fine, then they'll bring him back.
It sounds like a long time, but that really isn't. I mean, it's only a couple of weeks to the All-Star break. But in the meantime, everybody else has to step up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's about a month. Yeah. You know, today's June 17th. The All-Star break is, I think, the 14th through the 18th. And then the 19th, 20th, and 21st, I think they go back and play or something like that.
Yeah, about a month, yeah.
But, yeah, I would let Cag's career play out. Again, Sweeney's a big dude,
mm-hmm.
but he's 6'5", 250 with a size 17 foot with power that's absolutely electric. So I would take the career that's a gamble. But from what I can see and what I've seen from Jack, I would definitely let his career ride out.
Both are very much gambles because, you know, as you go through the numbers of Mike Sweeney and how good he is, I think people forget at times that Mike Sweeney was good because he signed the big contract, but he was the only one here in Kansas City. I don't think he'll ever be appreciated. I think he's more like in the lines of Alex Smith. I think everybody appreciates Mike Sweeney now that he's not here anymore versus when he was here playing. And I think that happens to a lot of athletes. But, you know, the Mike Sweeney, taking Mike Sweeney's career is a gamble. Letting letting him play it out is a gamble. They're both pretty big gambles because of the injury situation that happened to Mike Sweeney. If you could play Mike Sweeney's career out and he stayed healthy the entire time, Mike Sweeney may be borderline Major League Hall of Famer, Professional Baseball Hall of Famer type of guy. If he put up those numbers consecutively for 5 or 6 or 8 years, we'd be talking about putting Mike Sweeney in Cooperstown right about now. And so that's the gamble. If you sign up for Mike Sweeney's career with Jack Caglione, you're also saying, will he avoid the injuries? And if he avoids the injuries and can put up the numbers like Sweeney did when he was healthy, by God, man, give me those healthy Sweeney numbers, but I need it more for than just 2 or 3 years with Jack Caglione.
And for those of people that are upset with Nick Kurtz, who hit the game-winning home run against the Royals, he hit the game-winning home run for the A's again last night.
So,
and that guy, same class as Jack Caglione, almost the same size. So, look, it's coming. I promise the power will come. I guarantee you. And people will watch because the ratings are up.
Yeah, the ratings are huge, and the attendance is huge in baseball right now. Like, baseball's in this great renaissance, and I am going to continue to talk about it, and I know I sound like a broken record because there's so much misinformation out there that baseball isn't popular anymore and everything else. No, baseball is the second most popular sport in America, and on Father's Day, Major League Baseball averaged 39,255 fans per game, the highest average Sunday attendance since 2008. In addition, the weekend's total of nearly 1.7 million fans was the second largest 45-game weekend in 17 years for Major League Baseball. The television ratings are up, attendance is up, and you know why that is? They finally got those players that we want to see. Like, you were showing me Paul Skeens at a bar in Omaha last night. Mm-hmm. I know Livy Dunn was there, but how packed was that bar to see Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn?
Well, I mean, Gold and I went, we're the only two in the bar.
Right. Oh, you were in that bar. It's the same bar.
I have a picture.
Same bar.
Yeah, same bar.
The thousands
bar.
Of people in there.
Yeah, and I forget what the name is. The shot bar they do all the jello shots at.
Right. And the place is packed. Everybody's there. They love Paul Skeens. People love Bobby Witt. People love Ellie De La Cruz. People love Otani. People love Judge, even Red Tatis. Sox fans. Tatis, Mookie Betts. I mean, like, I don't think people understand that baseball is ready to explode and they finally have that star talent that they can put out there and everybody can get excited about in almost every market now. I mean, you look around Major League Baseball, except for a place like Florida, but they got Alcantara down there, who's going to be the most coveted pitcher on the trade block. You look at just about every market in baseball right now, and they've got a superstar. The Rockies don't, obviously. But you got Cal Raleigh up in Seattle. You've got Kurtz out there, obviously, and Wilson and all those guys, young guys, in Sacramento right now. The Dodgers have a slew of players on their team. You got Trout. All over the place are star players right now in Major League Baseball. That's what it's all about. Baseball's in such a great spot right now. People have got to stop saying baseball's a dying sport because it is not a dying sport. And it's a fast sport, too. I think only 15% of games have been over 2.5 hours this year or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's the bigger point to me. Yeah, the stars are great.
Quick.
Yeah, quick, man.
Quick. They're fast. Games move.
Not only that, if you build it, they will come. You listen to your people, they will show you respect.
Yes.
The NFL is king. Hey, I think these kickoff rules suck. We should change them. So we're going to change the kickoff rules. Hey, overtime rules suck. Yep. We should change them. They changed them. Baseball, games are too slow. We need to fix it. Okay.
Done.
Hey, I don't want to see a 19-inning game. Okay, okay, Ghost Runner on second. Wait, what we used to play in our backyard?
Yep.
Yes, that's what we were playing. This feels relatable.
Right.
Relatable works.
Yep.
Trust me.
Yeah, seriously, no, it does. I mean, you give the people what they want.
Right.
A baseball game is about a half hour faster than an NFL game now.
Cool video floating around on Twitter. Derek Lee gets hit by a pitch from Padres starter Chris Young, and they charge him out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Throw fists.
What year is that?
2007. Yeah.
great.
Like, you talking Chris Young, GM of the Texas Rangers, Young, and Derek Lee, who looked old every day that he played. Yeah.
Yeah, they swung at each other. It was great to watch. Ryan Dempster still on the mound for the Cubs as well back then.
Oh, that's a former Royal, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.